Blog Talk Radio.
So much better.
Can't use a window shopper. Mad at me, I think I know why. Man, use a window shopper. In the jewelry store, looking at shit you can't buy. Can't use a window shopper. In the dealership, trying to get a test drive. Can't use a window shopper. Mad as when you see me ride by.
Summertime, white frosty, red is milky. I'm on the grind, let my paper stack, but I'm filthy. It's funny how I get the school facing at me. Anyhow, they ain't got the heart to get at me. I get down south side the hood that I come from. So I don't cruise through nobody hood without my. They know the kid ain't going for all that boat. Try and stick me, I'm a little for folk. It ain't my fault you done f***ed up your re-up. At the dice game, who told you put a G up? Everybody mad when their paper don't stack right. But when I come around, y'all better act right. When we got the tops down, you can hear the system thump. When we rollin', check your block down. Quick to put a clean jump. When we rollin',
you the window shopper. Mad at me, I think I know why. Man, use a window shopper. In the jewelry store, looking at shit you can't buy. Man, use a window shopper. In the dealership, trying to get a test drive. Man, use a window shopper. Mad as when you see me ride by.
Love me in LA as soon as I pop in. They come and scoop me up at LAX and I hop in. And when it comes to bed, you know I got them. Some from Long Beach, some from Watts, some from Compton. You know when you wanna see how Cali girls freak off. After that 5-hour flight from New York, I start spitting G at it like a pimp, man. Tell her meet me at the Mondrian so we can do our thing. She can bring the lingerie with her, I suppose. So we can go from fully dressed to just having no clothes. So she can run and tell her best friend about my sex game. Yeah, her best friend could potentially be next, man. Listen, man, change. I came up, I'm doing my thing. Homie, I'm holding, man. The store on, I'm watching you. But something gets stolen.
Man, use a window shopper. Mad at me, I think I know why. Man, use a window shopper. In the jewelry store, looking at shit you can't buy. Man, use a window shopper. In the dealership, trying to get a test drive. Man, use a window shopper. Mad as when you see me ride by.
There's nothing wrong with window shopping. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to one of the greatest shows on Blog Talk Radio, the TV show, Chatting with the Filthy. Today's episode, it would happen to be Cheap Tuesdays, part two. See, part one was some bullshit. They ain't recording all our shit, so we had to make a part two. You know what I mean? So we can, you know, keep our shit going. You know, so hopefully the listeners will definitely be popping off. You're on the mic with JJ. Kuba.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm?
What's wrong with you, Kub?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Why do you sound like you got punched in the face?
Huh?
Why do you sound like you got punched in the face?
No. It was sleepy time.
Sleepy time. Oh man, I don't think you should have said it like that. I got a guest on the show right now. I mean, I would call him the evil genius, but that's Green Latin. You know, I'm gonna get sued for that shit. But we have someone on the show as a guest that has a very smart mouth. And shit like, you know, what you just said, it's open season. You know, he's going to come on here and try to talk shit on you. I'm trying to unmute his mic as we speak. But, you know, shit ain't working. So hold on, fucking. L.E. should be calling up. I got a hold of SD. But, and 6-4 I can't get a hold of. So, I mean, it's whatever.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yo, nigga, you unmuted? All right, hold on there. Try this shit again. Law Talk is definitely on some bullshit. Alright. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, hit us up on the jam lines, 347-215-8388. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until the 1:30 a.m. hour. Now, I'm probably going to be the only lowlife who's going to still be on here. Oh, there we go. Yeah, his mic is unmuted. What's up, nigga?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, man, what's up, man? And that's not Blog Talk. That's your shitty computer. And Cooper, thank you for making me cop.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a smart ass, but he's the really smart ass of the family. Like, his side of the family is the, like, my side is the make you laugh, crack on you, and then, you know, you just go out and get a brew or something like that. This nigga's side of the family is make you laugh, crack on you until you fucking cry, want to fight me, beat your ass, and then I talk shit about you at the bar and take it back. Like, you know, that's the side of the family. But I had to have him on the show because of the fact that, being the fact that it's Cheap Tuesdays, he needed to be in there because that's where we draw the line. Like me, I'll cop some cheap shit. I don't care. But I just wouldn't walk around this nigga. Like a nigga like me, if I see an outfit, a Carl Kanai outfit, this shit is tight, I'll cop it. I don't
really
care. Carl Kanai? Yeah.
But you won't wear lugs.
No. That takes the
I don't get that. Carcon. I really don't
no,
get
no, no,
that.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Lugs is newer than Carcon High, though.
So what you're saying is you're rocking some lugs?
I don't rock neither, but, I mean, lugs is newer than Carcon High.
Carcon
High. You know who used to wear, yeah, whatever the fuck that shit is. That nigga AZ used to wear that shit. That's how old that shit is.
What, Carcon High?
Yeah. He was on a commercial, don't remember? He was sitting in that old-ass rocking chair.
Yo, Carl Kanai only had, like, a week of fame.
Maybe.
And then that was it.
Big-ass boots with that gold buckle that said Carl Kanai.
Mm-hmm. And the jeans with those big pockets that take up the whole pants and say Carl Kanai.
Oh, yeah, the pocket go right to your knee.
Yeah.
Kuba had the nerve to say that niggas are still rocking lugs up north.
Yeah.
Like, it's the new thing. Like, that's what niggas
rock. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say, like, it was the new thing and, like, it was the shit. I said they still rock it.
Well, any nigga that rocks that, lugs, needs not to be.
Them.
Huh?
Lugs
what
are
you going to say? What?
Nigga, shut up.
You said, did you say lugs are comfortable?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, comfortable if you're a trash man.
Yeah.
Comfortable if you just came home in jail. What's that?
Oh, yeah. I like lugs.
Nigga should definitely get his ass with a friend wearing lugs, man.
Big boots wide as shit. Did I tell your boy JJ some lugs for Christmas? I'm going to put the pictures on my face.
Horrible, man. How do you feel about a guy named Courtney?
A guy named Courtney?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a unisex name, is it?
No. Not really.
Thought so.
I'd be like, wow, your mother did you wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of pain did you cause her? Because that's just wrong.
So, because that's what for him?
Wow.
Yo, Ace.
Yeah.
Now, the person that's calling in now, he's going to be our other host, the fourth host, you know, for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll rock anything. But this nigga will really rock anything. Who am I talking about?
Gotta be E.
Huh?
It gotta be E or O.
He was right the first time, E.
Oh, wow.
That nigga will go outside in a plastic bag and rock that shit like it, you know, like that shit is hot.
Wow.
Yo, E. Alright, hold on, nigga. Like, this nigga would wear floor mats. and think that he's the shit. Like, this is the only nigga I know that would, you know, shave some of his carpet and put it on top of his head and be like, oh yeah, it's my new fitted hat.
Skelly.
Like this, yeah, like we went to the Puerto Rican before everyone's out. And me, I'm, you know, just before I knew anything about being fresh, so I had the baggy stuff on, but I was still matching with my sneakers and all that. And to me, I'm good. You know what I mean? Oh, well, nah, I'm about to blow that. I'm about to blow that nigga's name up. This nigga, 6'4", he was, he was good. Now this nigga, E. I'm like, yo, E, you aren't you going to change? Oh, what are you talking about? I'm wearing these. Dog. When you stand up, the bottom of your jeans are in the middle of your socks. Like, what's going on? So when you sit down. Yeah.
This guy's an asshole.
Yeah, nigga, either pull your boots up or pull your jeans down, nigga. Like, what's going on? I mean, but I have to admit, the brother is getting paid. Matter of fact, I am still in $700 debt, I might add. I have to throw that out, you know, so. I'm in his pocket. I hate being in niggas' pockets, and now I'm in his pocket. E, you're on the phone, man.
Am I here now?
Yeah.
Yo, I wear a damn Big Mac box. And I'm on the front and a waffle box on the back and go outside. I don't care.
Oh, man.
Because when they check my account, they already see what it is.
You said when they what?
When they check my account.
Oh, yeah?
They already know what it is.
I hear that, man.
Nope. But, y'all, what are you talking about? The Puerto Rican parade that day?
Yeah.
I was fresh that day, wasn't I? What did I have on?
I want to see pictures.
I mean, my bank account definitely can't match, you know, what yours is, but I'm just going to speak on what you had on that day. Your shirt looked like a yeah. All right. Oh man, it's that shit, man.
I had on the 40 Acres of the Mule
Hello.
Shirt.
Oh, there we go.
The Styles Famous Pizza.
Hello. Man. Hello. Hey, hold on. Hello. Yeah, there we go. My phone's acting up for a second, you know. Nah, you. You had on, your Ace.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had, like, a wash rag? Like, a regular wash rag, and then you dig in a closet, and you look for another wash rag, because this one is now dirty, and the only wash rag you could find is the dingy, holy one?
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, right, well, whatever.
Oh, that's the like,
yeah, that's the type of shirt he had on. It ain't had no holes in it, but it's just like.
Hold on.
It came to your belly button.
What you're trying to say is that I wasn't fresh. Is that what you're trying to say?
You was not fresh.
Hold on. If I recall correctly.
Because you had the man's mic off. Yo, now, go ahead.
If I recall correctly, I had on my Sal's Famous shirt, the 40 Acres and a Mule shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had on my, and some black jeans and my sneakers.
Right, exactly. Like, that's your style. Like, to you, you was fresh. And that's
exactly.
All that matters.
I mean, I don't wear skirt shirts and size 9 5/8 fitted caps. I don't do that, dog. I'm sorry.
No, but he wasn't fitted like we are fitted this, like, in this day, you know, this day and age. Like, he was
extremely tight.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't wearing any sneakers.
Yeah, very young.
I mean, I don't know, man. Now that streaming tight shit, though, is in. Like,
so to the point where you see your ankles standing up?
Well, no, not that part. But when shit, like, if you see, like, your nipples, girls like that.
Oh, I have to, you know, before I thought that you was kind of on the funny side, E, but Ace Money actually stood up for you. He said that when he gets older, that...
Whoa. Let me tell the story, because...
Yeah, tell the story. Go ahead.
He's definitely about to lie to you. Don't get it wrong. Getting your ass licked, I still say it's gay, 100%. But I said when you're older and you don't have no morals no more, like, you know, when you... Don't give a fuck. Like, you did everything. You're going
Now, you know what it is? When you're older, other things speak for you. Like, when you're young, your toes speak for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cause you don't have a car, or you don't have, you know, a nice bank account, or you don't have, you know, a fancy condo or something like that. So the older you get, you like, yo, listen, you know, these things will represent who I am and what I am, you know, what I'm about. It's just a transformation. That's all it is.
Yeah.
No, we were talking about licking ass.
Now, I'm not saying that I'm not too far gone. I mean, I could still get fresh. Like, if you'd have been there on the day we went to Atlantic City, I was looking fresh to death.
Yeah, well, Netta said that, she said that if you, she said, obviously, I'm not comfortable with my sexuality because.
We're talking about two different things right now. He's talking about getting fresh, she's talking about licking ass.
All right, yeah, but what? Netta said. Netta said that, Cooper knows exactly what I'm talking about. Netta said that.
You're fag, you're a gas.
No. Netta said that a guy should be comfortable with his sexuality.
In other words, she said a guy knows what he is inside himself. So basically, if he's not afraid to explore. Because he knows he's not gay, then, you know, therefore, he'll enjoy other things that
right. Other
people might think are gay or whatever, only because they've never tried, or they're not willing to try, or whatever, because they're not comfortable with their sexuality.
So we said, okay, things like what? Well, come to find out, she said she dealt with a guy that, to her knowledge, was straight up straight.
Uh-huh.
So he liked, you know, the little butt beads, like. Putting bees in his butt and pulling them out one by one.
Whoa. That's all I'm saying about that. You know what? It was a one-time thing, and then that was it. Like, you know? It's not a regular occurrence. Like, out of the last 400 times that I've had sex, I've only done it twice, maybe once. Once or twice.
Yeah.
Now, what, you know, if you do the percentage, that's less than 1%. You know?
Oh, you're talking about getting your ass licked.
Yes. That's what they're talking about, right? In so many words.
Yeah.
Right? Cooper's damn hyena in the background, laughing like a damn hyena.
The other person was funny, a butt beats.
Yeah, like, I was like, whoa, well, that's gay. She goes, no, you're just not comfortable with sexuality. I said, what? No, I'm very comfortable.
No, that's gay.
Yeah. I go, okay, so what if a guy says, yo, beam me over, put a dildo on my butt, then what? She's like, oh, well, that's gay, but I've done that too. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, whoa, that's too much information, dude. That's too much information. But you know what? Netta looks like the type who would do that too.
Yeah. Hey, you know Netta, right?
Mm-hmm. That is, she looks like an animal. She looks like she can take a good beat and come back for more, you know?
You said she looks like she could take a good beating?
Yep.
Yeah.
She could take a real good beat and then come back for more. Matter of fact, she could take multiple beat downs, as in, hey, listen, me and all of my basketball team friends are going to, you know, take the number 7 train and come your way, you know?
Yeah.
And still, she looks like she could go 10 strong and still be like, yo, you guys are done? You know, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think all of America could actually be down there as pussy, you know? Because
wow.
She looks like the type. I'm serious, dude. I'm serious. She's a big girl.
Yeah. Yo, Ace.
Yeah.
What's the difference? How come women can shop at Payhalf and you know, get their gear from Walmart and the Dollar Tree, you know,
well, hold on,
and also
damn, dog.
Foreman Mills, but we can't.
No, that's the thing now. We just
have breasts.
Just has had this talk. You can do that now. It's all about now. The problem is with these fucking niggas, they logo junkies. Like, you're a logo junkie, you ain't got style because you just worry about, you know, keeping up with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go. Now, I'm not saying the sneaker game got to be on point, but your outfit nowadays, it don't even have to be brand name. As long as it's fly.
So are Air Max still in?
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I mean, if you see some fly Air Maxes, then yeah.
All right, so what about some Funk Flexes?
What about double parts in the side of your head? Is that still in
part? Well, if you have hair to part, then go for it.
Oh,
if you don't have hair.
Touché, my friend.
Yeah.
I actually got my waves spinning right now.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about you. You must be self-conscious, dude.
No. Not at all. Good money. You talk about damn bald Rock Obama over there.
Bald Rock Obama.
That's what you're talking about.
Bald Rock.
Bald Rock Obama. That was a good one for five.
I hate hearing that meme.
Why? You don't want him to win?
Huh?
You understand
not
you wanted, you know, Eddie Gonzalez to win presidential.
No, I'm tired
wants.
Of those political, that Ron Paul,
that nigga
and Hillary, and all that other shit.
Hey, yo, the light, what did you say?
That she wants to speak to him.
No, I don't want to speak to him. I'm just saying, I'm tired of all these fucking elections. They got me up the wall.
Everybody
Richie Valens
is dead,
all
right? Richie Valens is dead,
uh-huh.
Okay? He can't run for president. La Bamba is
Listen,
dead. He died in a plane crash, all right?
They will not allow
wants,
pick. I know.
Yeah, Mark
true.
Anthony for president. That's what she wants.
That'd be what's up.
Goddamn
That'd
Noodle for president.
Up.
Yeah, Honda Civics would go up. A bunch of Honda Civics in the White House.
The lawn ain't. Well, actually, the lawn would be on point. But
the lawn would be perfect.
Yeah, it would be an orange field, though.
It would be an orange field, everything.
They have fresh orange juice every morning.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Hey, Hector. Go get some orange juice.
Chicharrón all over the place.
Huh?
You
know
bad
what chicharrón is, Cooper?
Of course.
Damn, chicharrón cooking in the kitchen, rice and beans.
Yep. We got mad kids everywhere.
Mofongo all over the place. God damn it.
There you go.
God
I like
damn
this shit.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Maybe, what are those? What are those things that are pinatas all over the trees and shit?
Yep.
Oh, man, at least she's catching feelings. She's jumping to everything. Yep. Mm-hmm. Keep on. Mm-hmm. Come on, you can make a watermelon joke. Come on.
Mm. No, she can't. Three against one.
I'm tired.
Yeah, only one.
Early, I would have took you all down.
Yeah, I'm Indian now.
What time you got to go to work tomorrow?
Me?
Yeah.
Early in the morning. You know them fields is open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
working at the Bacardi Rum Factory. Where are you working now?
Right. Just still
or
in
that. The Goya Adobo Factory. Which one?
Nah, she's putting buttons in remote controls.
No, I'm fucking sewing buttons on sweaters.
She's making the damn, you know, the little clapping monkeys with the tambourines. I work in a factory that makes the monkeys with a tambourine.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking funny.
What time you gotta go to work?
to be there at 8.
What time you wake up?
6.
6:30.
6. I gotta go take a shower.
Oh, it takes
shit.
You an hour to shower?
Hold up.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to get to work?
About 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
So you should be waking up at like 6:30 then?
No. Because I don't get up
makeup?
Off the bed right away.
Do you wear
no.
makeup? No?
Nope.
Listen,
nope.
do me a favor. Tomorrow
nope.
when you get in the shower, right? Send me a couple of pictures.
All right?
Can you do that for me?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right,
you said that. It's funny how you said that like nothing.
Yeah, but I'm serious, though. But the funny part is I'm serious.
Hmm.
I usually wake up around the time that, you know, you wake up. So that'll be a nice little morning treat. I'll send some of myself to you.
Okay.
Well, I'll send them to JJ, and JJ will send them to you.
No, I don't want to see none of that. You better send them to my MySpace page, son.
Talking about earlier, how you on like 15 different times a week?
Nah, we're on. See, what happened was we had a show earlier, but it only recorded 22 minutes of it.
It was
so
only what?
It only recorded 22 minutes of it. So
oh.
it's like if anybody just goes to listen to it, they just hear me for like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's
you know,
tough.
Talking shit.
Yeah, that's tough. Oh boy. Who wants to hear that?
Is it okay to window shop?
Sure. I've done it for a couple of years.
Ace?
No.
Okay, now, Ace, what if you go, like, let me throw some out there. You wear track jackets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if you go into wherever you go and you see a track jacket for $110? You see the same exact track jacket after your dumbass buys it. For $50.
You take that one back.
Yeah. I hate
so,
niggas like
Ace won't do that. Ace wouldn't do that, especially if there's a pretty girl in the store. No, I'm gonna look cheap.
Take
yeah,
that back, dude.
It depends, man.
You take that back and get you a pair of shell tops to go with your track jacket.
No, I'm gonna wear shells.
Oh, I thought that's what you guys wore up there.
No, he don't wear uptowns. That's what he doesn't wear. He thinks those are out of style.
I mean, you know what's crazy? In my entire life, I think I only had like 2 pairs of uptown, and I'm from New York.
Yeah.
I had 1 pair of downtown, and I had like 2 pairs of up. That's it.
Yeah.
The front of the uptowns get so soft, and it's like, oh, boy, listen, fuck that. So I just gave up on it. Stopped wearing uptowns.
Because it wasn't cheap leather.
Right.
It's soft.
I only
leather.
Had like 1 pair in high school.
Yeah. Well, I just bought the Center Cities the other day.
What's that?
Yeah, that's the most retarded shit, yeah. I don't understand that. Uptowns, downtowns, and around the corner. What the fuck?
Around the corner. I got those off the blocks.
You know, in South Carolina, they call them Willie D's.
Wow.
Willie D.
Yeah.
Well, they're retarded anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Yo, Cole. Yo, let me get some Cuddy up.
Air Forces.
Wow.
Oh, they call them forces, the Air Forces. Sure.
Yeah, that's real gay.
That shit is sick.
Oh, man. What? Yo, Kuba, what was it? Wow.
That's hard.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
What the hell was that?
I guess that's what I get for making fun of people, huh? I wear 6'4" when I can use them, man.
Pulling on his neck.
Oh, shit.
Come on.
Who, you got shower gel in your mouth, nigga? Oh, rubber neck? Oh, Albuquerque in the face ass, nigga?
Abercrombie.
Whoa. Yo. I got this little skit. Y'all heard about Nelly? Not Nelly. Chingy. He was dissing the chick from The Wendy Williams, I mean, that's in the ball for Wendy Williams show.
Oh, Charlamagne.
Yeah.
Hold on, who's doing that?
Chingy.
Chingy. Oh, yeah, because he's coming at his neck, like,
You know, it sucks, Cooper, because they didn't record that part. I did it like an imitation about him, and then he recorded it. That sucks.
He's a pussy, though. Chingy's a pussy for that. Because Charlamagne had him in the studio, and he was shitting on this nigga. Like, how does it feel to be the worst rapper? Chingy's just like, oh, I don't think I'm the worst rapper.
Chingy and who?
Oh,
Chingy
wow.
and Charlamagne. Like, they was face-to-face already. You feel me? Like, if you had problems with that nigga.
He said that they was over the phone.
No, they was, whatever happened was, I think he was in the studio. Because, you know how they be having an interview and shit?
Yeah.
And then Charlamagne just like, yo, you're like the worst rapper ever. Like, I would never buy a CD. You suck. I don't know how you got signed. And then Chingy was just like, well, everybody got their own opinion, you know? Like, you're trying to make a comeback? Like, who's going to buy your album? Like, if you're pitiful. Like, you suck.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he wasn't saying shit, so why even go in the studio and make a rap about him now? Like, yeah, you're a pussy. In which is, Chingy do suck.
Yeah, he does. He does. He definitely does. Did you hear the interview, though?
Yeah.
I'm saying,
well,
did you hear the after interview?
No, you got it?
Yeah. This nigga's a straight bitch. Sounds like a bitch.
I know y'all heard about, it's a couple rumors. It's the Ciara and me sex tape. I don't know if y'all heard about that.
Can I get a copy of that?
It's not a tape. Like, that's why I want to address
it. It's a DVD.
It's not a DVD. It's not a tape. It's not a DVD. Actually, I don't know shit about it. And they lied and said somebody from my camp was trying to sell a tape for like $25,000. And in reality, it's not a sex tape. I don't know nothing about it. I wouldn't even do nothing to Ciara like that. Like, Ciara like my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? We go way back. That's my homegirl. I wouldn't even do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of women in this industry, but I wouldn't just sit there and be like, I got a sex tape with Ciara, you know what I'm saying, trying to get some money. Or somebody from my camp wouldn't even do no shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying, it's not a sex tape. That was a rumor. Somebody must have been hungry trying to get some money because they need to go get their ass a job. But it's no sex tape. And also, I want to clip this Wendy Williams shit.
Right.
Or this Wendy Williams show. When I went on the Wendy Williams show, Charlamagne bitch ass, the sidekick that she has, and on her show, his weak ass, right? I had just woke up, and got out the truck and went up there and was doing an interview, and I was kind of still asleep. So dude was just like over there, really just talking shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He kept telling me, your album called Hater the Lover, right? I'm on the hater side. So I was just like, yeah, dirty, whatever, man. I wasn't even talking to him.
Right.
I was talking to Wendy Williams, but fuck that nigga. Charlamagne, the nigga probably don't even make $40,000 a year. And I ain't trying to sound all crazy and arrogant, but I could make $40,000 in a day. You understand what I'm saying? I just had to address that because that's a bitch-ass dude, and he trying to rap and shit, and he just mad because motherfuckers won't sign him. He can't get no deal, and he try to get niggas to listen to his demo when niggas walk out of the studio. I just had to address that old bitch-ass nigga because I don't like that dude, And just in case people got the wrong impression when I was on the Wendy Williams show. Like I said, I had just woke up. I was tired as hell, and I wasn't even trying to hear this dude when he was talking all that bullshit. So fuck Charlamagne. He shouldn't die, nigga. And it's another thing, though.
Oh.
I'm just letting you in on all the rumors
and shit. Let it out, man.
Shit.
This is the perfect place.
All
to
the rumors
out.
And shit that's been circulating that I want to clear up.
Okay.
And it's this interview that I had did. Is this magazine, HCU, something, is this magazine or something, this interview I did, where they try to say I hate gay people. They try to say that I said I hate gay people. I know that shit sounds crazy and shit, but what I said was, see, people see the tattoo on my neck, right, where I got Daddy's Angels right here.
Right.
But they don't see the whole tattoo, and on the back of the, where my kids' names
right.
come in at, like, I got two sons. You know what I'm saying? So it says Daddy's Angels, Michael and Isaiah, they're my two sons. And what I said was I hate when people say that I'm gay because of this tattoo. Because when you disrespect the tattoo, you disrespect my motherfucking kids. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't say I hate gay people. I ain't got nothing against gay people. That That's, you know what I'm saying? That ain't, I ain't got nothing against gay people. They ain't, I don't got nothing to do with all that. You know what I'm saying? I just said I hate when people say that I'm gay because of this tattoo. And when you diss this tattoo, you disrespecting my motherfucking kids. So that was the situation with that. I just wanted to clear that shit up so people can really know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And that's that.
Okay. As I was saying, thanks, my man.
Right.
You gave me something to think about. I was like, there's some, I need to catch up on my gossip. Because
all you gotta do is go on media takeout. Go on the internet. They have so much shit on there. You know what I'm saying? Them bloggers, them old stupid ass bloggers, they sit there and they start all this bullshit up with all this, just all bullshit, man. So blah, because they looking for stories and shit, and then try to pin it on a nigga like me, but it's all bullshit. Whatever y'all out there hearing, all the rumors and all that bullshit, is all bullshit. Your boy Chingaling, I'm out here promoting this album, Hater to Love It in stores, go get that, and all that bullshit I ain't worried about, you understand what I'm saying? If it ain't about money, it ain't about me. Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah. What did you get out of that?
Yeah, he's a pussy and he's trying to blame it on his tiredness. That's like me saying, yo, I ain't hit that nigga back because I was half asleep. And he kicked me in my chest and I don't know nothing. And I was tired. I woke up to get dressed and I was not that tired to walk into the office and not that tired to talk a whole interview. As soon as that nigga kicked me in my chest, I just realized how sleepy I was. So I was like, man, fuck. What the fuck type pussy shit was that? I was half asleep. So now I'm awake. Fuck that nigga. That whole interview, that nigga was talking normal. He knew when his album was coming out. He wasn't drowsy. He wasn't sleepy.
So what you're saying is that pretty much Chingy's a bitch.
Hell yeah. No, he was poking a shot at that nigga like, you're the worst rapper. You suck.
Are you serious?
Who signed you? Look it up. He was like, oh my God, Chingy, you suck. Like, he was poking this nigga so bad, he was talking to Wendy Williams, and every time he'll say something, Charlamagne's just shit on his name. Shut up. You're garbage.
Are you?
That's why I'm like, yo, how is this nigga letting him get out of there? He's like, what, you just bought your album because you need some money?
Thank you. Wow.
I don't think nobody's going to buy it. Like, he's just coming at this nigga neck about it.
Till the next time.
Shit. Chingy was his shit.
Oh. Well, no, it's not done.
You told me you're going to come back.
When? It's not done.
No?
No. We still got fucking, the two pairs to take down, I don't know if you went up there. Two pairs, and you got to do that base stone, too.
All right,
Carly.
Yo, Kuba.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, cuz. You know what I mean? Charlamagne, I mean, he think that, you know what I mean? Like I didn't say I was gay. Like, you know, I didn't say that, you know, I hate gay people. No, I was just saying that, you know, let me clear.
That nigga
clear.
A fucking faggot. I was listening to him just now, like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
He like, yo, let me clear this up. Wait, hold on, let me, hold on. Hello? Hello? Oh, yeah, cool, but what, let me put this on mute right quick.
Hey, I forgot what I was going to say, cuz, like, I mean, my music is gay. You know what I mean? So I don't want to diss the gay community because they're the only ones that buy my gay music. So, what I gotta do, cuz? Like, how I apologize? Like, you know, I think it's on mute.
Yeah, hello? Yeah,
it's on mute. It's on mute, cuz. So,
let me take it on mute. Yes. What I was saying, girl, was like, you know, like I am gay. No, I mean, my music is gay. I mean, no. What I was saying was like the people think that I'm gay, you know, because I hate gay. Hold on.
It ain't work, girl. It ain't work, girl.
All right. I got it together. Let's move on. What I was saying was is that, you know, that they say that, you know, because my choker, my tattoo choker, is around my neck. You know what I mean? That's a gay tattoo. But yeah, I mean, they people think out there that it's gay. It is gay, but it's not gay because it got my kids. You know, Jacob and Luther on the back. So you know what I mean? So I, since it got my kids on it, it's not considered gay. It's just sort of gay. It's like pre-gay. But you know, I love the gay community. And my new gay album is going to be in store real soon. It's called Gay People on the Rise. Hopper. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Doug, that guy is a fucking homosexual. Alright? Not only that, but his music is the worst. Not the worst. It's not the worst I've ever heard, but it's in between. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give him 1 being trash, 10 being the best. I give him 1 3/4. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe a 2 1/8.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm just like, I guess, whatever, man. He's all right, though. He's all right. Like, everybody has their own little niche, you know? Some people like that shit. Like Soulja Boy. Some people like Soulja Boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he's a fucking asshole, to be honest with you. I think he's
Soulja Boy?
Yes. Yes. You probably love him.
Nah, I really don't like him.
Cooper definitely loves him because he's from down south.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Ace tries to dress like him.
Oh.
You know, of course Ace loves him.
Yo, Ace.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said you try to dress like him.
Who?
Chingy.
Chingy?
No, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy.
Who said that shit?
E?
What is this guy taking a fucking bubble bath? What are you taking a bubble bath like Mariah Carey in fucking MTV Cribs?
Well, I don't really respond to men wanting to see me in a bathtub. E.
I don't want to see you. I'm just wondering if you're taking a bath.
You was wondering. That's even gayer.
You know what?
I was wondering to see you.
I can't go any further with this joke, so I'm going to cut it off.
I wasn't thinking. I was fantasizing. I mean, I wasn't fantasizing.
You know what's funny? I brought it on myself. I felt right.
Yeah, you really was walking into that.
Just like your mother's walking
into
my last
name. Just like your JJ.
Oh, you started. Yo, you about to put my name up. Yo. I found the interview. So I'm going to play this joint right quick. You said, yo, Ace, you said it's juicy? It's funny?
Yeah, there you go. Juicy.
Oh, that shit has to be hilarious. Because that dude, to me, that dude Charlamagne is a fucking comedian, B.
Yeah,
you hear this.
That nigga's pretty funny.
All right, here you go. This is the interview with Chingy, Wendy Williams, and Charlamagne.
Chingy.
It's the Wendy Williams Experience, everybody. And our friend Neil Strauss has just left the building after picking up a plethora of telephone numbers. And whatnot. All right, let's bring Chingy in, everybody. We've met Chingy before. There he is right there.
Yeah.
Hi, Chingy. That's Charlamagne. Have you ever been here since? Has he been here since you've been here?
No, I've never met Chingy. He holds the distinction of being one of the wackest rappers ever.
Yeah, oh, gosh, Charlamagne, he gets right into it.
I know. I don't think so.
You got to be proud of something. Come on. It's Rockhampton, it's Chingy.
Chingy.
I'm a different kind of rapper.
Yeah, I mean, you know, rappers like you.
Charlamagne.
Show us that other rappers can really rap.
And then what? What do you mean by that?
Marcus, stop it! Howard, let's talk. That means everybody grow up. You see what I'm saying? Stop.
What?
Stop. All right. Chingy, everybody, is 27. Nelly claims to have discovered you.
No, that's false.
Okay, come on. Let's backtrack then.
I mean, I've been rapping for a while, like since I was like 8 years old. I knew Nelly Nim from back then, but like 93, I met Nelly Nim. But he never discovered me.
Yeah.
It was
beefing at one point.
All right, go ahead, Charlamagne. Go ahead.
I mean, I really don't know what it was all about.
Turn it up a little.
It really wasn't about nothing, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? It was friction.
Yes, it was. That means that there was something. Go ahead, Charlamagne.
I think it was over that. I think Nelly was saying that he discovered Chingy. He used to bring him out on shows, and I think Chingy was
Did he bring you out on shows?
No, actually, me and Ali, younger brother, had a group going, you know, and they wanted us to open up shows. You know, why they were doing spot dates. So that's kind of really just what it was.
Yeah. So, but you guys are from the same place, St. Louis?
Yeah. St. Louis.
How often do you get back there now?
I ain't been there. I stay in Atlanta now. I ain't been to St. Louis about a month. But I'm going Friday.
Yeah. Now, in Atlanta, or most of your people who surround you, are they from St. Louis?
No, I got a cousin and auntie from St. Louis that stay in Atlanta. But, like,
yeah.
Most people from Atlanta ain't even from there.
Now, you only had one album out, right?
That's like his fourth, right?
Oh,
yeah.
It?
Fourth album.
I'm sorry.
Fourth weed play. Something break good. It's God hate it or love it, though. I choose to hate it.
Yeah. We see.
Chingy, do you know the chief?
Yeah.
Hey.
Did you know the chief before you came here today?
Nah.
Yeah.
I went out last night.
Oh,
I had
God.
A party
hey.
To attend to, so.
Yeah.
Got a little hungover.
Yes, gotcha.
Hey.
So, now, what made you leave Disturbing the Peace?
Actually, a lawyer that I was working with, he made the allegation that they were mismanaging money of mine.
Okay. Now, hold on. Prior to the lawyer saying that, had you noticed anything a little nutty?
And you know what? No, I didn't. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was like a beginner in the business, and I didn't really know, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't too focused on the business side.
Gotcha.
I was more or less having fun, like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I didn't really know, and I don't think I took time out to even see.
Yeah.
So I think he sold those 3 million records of your first album and got gassed. And said, you know what, I'm going to do
your first album did sell 3 million copies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that is a reason.
Yeah, I think he got gassed and bit the hand that fed him, basically.
Charlamagne,
nah.
To get, that is a reason, Chingy, to get gassed.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a reason to get gassed, but I didn't get gassed and bite the hand that fed.
Do you have children?
Yeah, I got two kids.
How old are they?
10 and 2.
The 2-year-old was off the gas. You know what I'm saying? Running up in any old thing, raw dog, thinking you can do what you want.
How I feel to tuck your tail and go back to
DDP
after dissing
Luda? I never dissed Luda, though. Like, it wasn't even like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't what people in the media put it.
Yes,
like,
you did. Get him, Charlamagne.
I mean, that's what it seemed like to me. You have no kind of words.
I mean, where did you hear that? If you heard me dissing, then where did you hear that from?
The Wendy Williams Experience.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I never dissed Luda.
So it wasn't like you tucked your tail and went back. It was like,
nah, man. We actually ran into each other last year at the Billboard Awards. And we were staying in the same hotel, so we ran into each other, and everybody wanted to talk, you know, so.
And dissing doesn't have to be in a rhyme. Dissing is basically saying, yo, he wasn't paying me. You know, he wasn't giving me
money. Actually, I've never said
money?
Personally that they were stealing money from me.
But your lawyer who has your money.
Yeah, he made those allegations, like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't back down now.
No. If I said it, I would say I said it. I never said it out of my mouth, though.
Oh, I smell some shucking and jiving.
Yeah.
No, for real. I mean, if I said, I'd tell you, but I never said it.
I heard the stuttering, though. Stuttering is always lying.
No, I'm not lying. I'm not lying, though. Like, it's the truth.
If he sells 5 million records on this garbage album, he'll flip on Luda again.
Nah.
Wait, your album comes out today.
Yeah, it's in stores right now.
And what's it called?
Hate It or Love It.
Hate It or Love It. And that's going to be follow-up to this album. You want to put out a fragrance called Confidence.
Yeah.
That's what
I
was reading
on
about
that.
Gotta focus, Chingy. Focus on selling the records first.
Now, how?
You have to get to the things, man.
Yeah, but you gotta be good at one thing first. I mean, I'm just no.
That was a great one.
Shut up!
Wow.
I don't mean that. I feel like because he's here, I have to be ultra nice.
No, no, it's cool.
He, you know, as soon as you came in, he jumped all over you.
I'm not mad at Chingy. I'm just saying, it's the law of nature that somebody has to be whack and rap. Chingy's just one of them.
Oh,
everybody can't be Nas. Everybody can't be Andre 3000.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Give me what you got for a pork chop. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
It's an old school saying, man. Pretty sure you heard it before.
When was the last CD prior to this one today? How long has it been, Charlamagne?
Like, I keep up with Chingy's material.
Like a year and a couple of months.
Come on.
Okay. So it took you the year and a couple of months to get the music together for this particular CD in stores. Now, Hate It or Love It.
Yeah, no, actually, I stay in the studio making music.
Yes.
So, like, with this album, like, we really started working on this album in, like, May.
Yes. Yeah. Now, are you in love?
No, not in love.
What is your relationship with the 2-year-old mother?
I mean, she cool, but, you know, we not... Not nothing like that.
What
I don't,
was
I don't,
that?
I don't really talk to her.
What was that, a broken condom or a one-night stand, something careless that just happened? Let's talk on
it. Actually, she got pregnant, like, right before we broke up.
And how long were you dating her prior to that?
It was, like, 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay. So this was a study.
Yeah.
So now, do you still visit her and have romance with her when you visit
her? No. Ain't nothing like that. It's just about, it's all about my son now.
Now, the mother of your 10-year-old, clearly that child was born back when you were a teenager. According to your bio, you're 27 years old. So you had him back when you were 17.
Yeah.
Is this child's mother trying to get back with you?
She has.
Yeah.
But I'm. She was crazy. I'm good on her.
Yes. And I don't know when's the last time
married,
you guys
too.
Were. Oh, well.
Yeah. But she has tried to.
She even while being married.
Wow. Yeah.
Trying to throw it on you.
Yeah.
Now, when you go over there to pick up your son. Does the baby's father meet you with the kid at the sidewalk?
I was listening to you, and you brought Chingy on. What I called was to tell Charlamagne to shut the hell up. Has he heard Charlamagne's music on MySpace?
Oh,
awful. I don't rap. Talk about you. You need to stop trying.
I don't never rap.
You need to stop trying.
What, I've never rapped.
Yes, you did.
Is.
My Chingy.
Oh, that was a parody song, though. Come on.
What has that song go that you do?
Why are you dogging him so much?
I am not dogging him. It's my
he said he explained it himself.
The name of his album is Hate It or Love It. I choose to hate
it. He choose to hate
it. You wouldn't have named your album that.
It's a reality.
Like me.
It's a reality, right.
Come on.
All right.
Knock it off.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. What else, Charlamagne? Otherwise, I'm finished.
I mean, Chingy is a whack rapper. But I feel bad for him because he's coming out on Def Jam. Jay-Z's already sucked the whole promotional and marketing budget, so he's not really getting no promotion and marketing for his new weed plate. So, I mean, you know, they're really not giving him a chance.
This is funny.
Is that it, Charlamagne?
Yeah, you done.
All right. So the
my album's in stores today.
Today.
Go
it's
pick
called
it up.
Hate It or Love
Hate
It.
Hate It or Love It.
And I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
I want to shake, and then I want to see you walk out, and I'm watching whether you switch or swagger. Either way, you're gay to me. Come
on.
Just take off your headphones. Chingy's a nervous mess. He almost walked out of here with his headphones on. Wait, walk slow. Yup, there he goes. You're right. Look at his hips switching side to side, side to side. How you?
Oh, wow.
Yo. Yo, that's funny, B.
Yo.
My dude went in on fucking Chingy.
Yo.
That nigga want to be all tough on another radio show.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I should have played this first. How are you tough guy on another joint? Like, fuck Charlamagne.
Yeah, I think he's gay.
Charlamagne went in on that dude.
In.
From when he first walked in. Like, he said, hi, Wendy. Oh, this nigga sucks. He's whack. Album's a weed bleed. Oh, my God. That was hilarious, son. That was hilarious.
Oh, man.
Yo, the flame has no friend, obviously.
The word. The
this
flame. This
nigga gay.
Huh? Hey, that nigga's definitely gay.
Oh, yeah, he's gay. Look at him.
Look at him switching. He's definitely gay. Oh, man. Oh, yo. Star on Buck Wild started today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Fucking pussy. How come you didn't tell me that?
I found out through MySpace.
No, I knew it started today, but I fucking, I spazzed out. I was fucking sleeping. I slept until like 12 today. I was up till fucking 4 o'clock in the morning fucking this chick.
Who has no legs.
I have no legs. I have no legs.
I have no legs.
Have you ever saw that movie Kids?
Kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga on this fucking train.
I have no legs.
Oh, is that where Eddie Murphy got that? I mean, well, is that where they got that from? Eddie Murphy, right?
No, that shit came out, probably from Eddie Murphy, but that shit that was from Trading Places. That shit came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. I have no legs. That shit came out in like 92, 93. That kid.
Ace.
Came out in like 83.
Dude. I keep telling everybody that Ace is going to end up being the guy that's in the subway. It says those three lines back to back to back.
What's
got
that?
Some change. Got some change.
Got some change, please.
Got some change.
Table
got
table
some
back.
Change.
I rap. I rap. Freedom veteran. Spend some change.
And you're gonna see me every day when that shitty car break down, you faggot.
No, he's gonna get a bike.
What is that?
Yeah, you're going to get a bike with no brakes. You're going to be stopping it with his dick-ass lug.
That's what this guy is going to do. He told me, he's like, oh, I'm going to ride my bike to work.
For the right.
I was like, this guy is a fucking asshole. I was like, you know what? Here, take this money, you fucking asshole.
Oh, he did the pity thing to get some money from you?
No.
You let your brother ride the bike?
It was a pity thing. But, like, if you live in Jersey, you need a fucking car. If you live in New York.
That was pity. That's like,
you could take a train here, you could take a train there.
Yeah,
but you can't fucking live in New York, and I mean, you can't live in Jersey and not have a fucking car, man.
But he did that because you got a heart. That's why he did that.
Mm-mm.
Nigga that wouldn't carry
you
with
him. No, that don't mean nothing because this nigga E, he's quick to be like, nigga, well, it ain't my fault, nigga. Like,
that's
he's quick to do that.
You know why? Because I work hard. Like, I got Omar jerked me. Oh, who's Omar? Omar jerked me so many times, right, with money. Like, the dude owes me, like, fucking five. But he forgets it. Like, he was like, yo, let me $100. And I'm like, all right, yeah. And then, you know, me like an asshole, I'm waiting to get my $100 back, and I never get it.
And he's like, I don't owe you $100.
Right.
Wow.
But I never need any money. Like, I never borrow any money from him, so I'll never get my money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just kind of, like, my motto now is not to lend anybody anything. Like, yo, I ain't got it. Yo, Kevbar, I ain't got it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got it.
That's the thing. You gotta act like you need money so you can get your money back. So when he come to you, like, no, fuck that, you beat, nigga.
That's what I have to do, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yo, I ain't got it though. Shit. Anything, yeah.
Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
Oh boy, he's sleeping. What, did you just finish having sex?
No.
You have to just finish having
I
sex
wish.
With you. What was
the activation?
Yeah, the way she answered. No.
Yeah.
Huh?
I was falling asleep listening to you guys.
Last week?
I said I was falling asleep listening to you guys.
Oh, why trying to do a form?
Sex, Cuba.
When's what?
When was the last time you had sex?
I don't remember.
When was the last time you got fucked?
I don't recall.
When you get fucked, that's when a guy goes in and he puts some, you know, he puts something on your ass.
I don't know, I was too wasted.
Oh, but, wow.
What'd you say?
She said she was too wasted.
Oh, you were too wasted. Okay. I
she was too
you,
blazed.
I'm waiting for you. I said, what? What? What'd you say? No, that's why, you know, I didn't hear what you said. Sorry. Oh, you're too wasted. That's tough, dude. I fucked the shit out of this girl the other day. I fucked this girl for, like, no lie, like 2.5 hours the other day.
2.5 hours? Shit.
Yeah, crazy, though. Crazy. Crazy.
What are you talking about?
Skinny bitch, too.
What are you talking about?
Me fucking the shit out of this girl.
Alright. What you thought niggas talking about?
No, I ain't hear it. I just came back 2.5 hours.
Cheap Bluetooth. I hate cheap Bluetooth. See,
I think you got a tooth blue. You don't even got a Bluetooth.
You got a purple tooth.
You got a yellow tooth. Yellow teeth.
You know, BlackBerry in a mouth ass nigga. You know, Nextel phone that doesn't work in the face. So Ace, yo, cab driver.
With your mom in the back face ass nigga?
Yo, tennis attendant.
Whoa, man, you suck.
Whoa. He stuttered, whoa.
Oh, yeah, I said you bad, tennis man. Attendant.
Oh, okay. No.
Silly
you
bastard.
You can't say them tight words together.
What happened?
You know you can't say them tight words together.
Yo, dog. I'm going to fuck your day up.
Some
more.
Hey, what's better?
Definitely your mother's pussy.
Yeah. I couldn't say something in time because I knew that was coming. Too bad your mother did it.
I was coming on your face.
I agree.
Like name brand cereal or off brand cereal?
It's the same thing, dog.
It pretty much is. I just want to see if you niggas are stupid or not. And people, they're like, oh no, I'm getting the Fruity Pebbles. How am I going to get the Berry Pebbles? Why? Oh, because it's just different. No, it's a different box, you dumbass. It's the same product. Cheap ass niggas, man.
Include Cuba in on the conversation so you don't go to sleep.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I think the name brand has more sugar.
Oh, you think the name brand has more sugar?
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah, it might be true.
Maybe.
But I don't know. It looks the same, though. Like, they got Mountain Dew, Mountain View. They got Tropicana Twister, Orange Fister, or Mr. Orange. Or, I mean, stupid shit. Makes no sense.
Dunk is the favorite.
Huh?
Dunk is the shit. And the Crush Soda is even better.
Oh, yeah. Crush, that's better. Does anybody remember, what was Surge?
I think I do remember that shit. You came in like a green can?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that bullshit. I don't drink any of that shit, you know. I try to stay away from soda, man. Soda's bad for
me. Yeah, well, you know, everything's bad for you, though.
Not me, Cooper. I'm not bad for you. I make your body feel happy.
I make you happy, baby.
I make you happy, baby.
Oh, so, Ace, what do you consider a cheap gift? Like, if your girl came up to you and got you something,
listen, if my
would
girl
you have the heart to be like, yo, this shit is cheap, take it back?
Yo, if my girl came up to me and she had a Magnum, she was like, here, I bought you a new car, a Magnum. I was like, oh, get this bullshit out of here. You know what I'm saying? You know how white people, they give their significant others, like, cars for Christmas?
Yeah.
If my significant other gave me a Magnum for Christmas, I'd be like, you fucking bitch, what do you hate?
Yo, let me ask. Yo, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the cheapest gift you ever got?
Like a car that I can't get in the driver's side? I'll be pissed off about that.
Yo.
I need a screwdriver, a sledgehammer to start my car. I'll probably be like, yo, fuck that. But a Magnum?
Yo, your age, you remember that video?
Yeah.
Yo, Cuba.
Oh, what?
Nigga, he had, it was either his girl's car at the time or his car. I don't know, but the driver's side, like, if he was ever getting chased by a car thief, he's done. He is done. Matter of fact, they would probably shoot him because of his problem. He had to dig both his hands deep in the crevices of the top part of the door where the handle is. And mess with it in there to lift it open.
Oh, boy.
Like, he didn't open it a regular way. He had to do the extra work just to get it out. Oh, man, that's the worst. And he said it himself. If I'm ever getting chased by a burglar, it's a wrap. I got the worst door handle in the world.
I remember that video. You're right.
Oh, man.
That's part of growing up, to tell you the truth.
Huh?
That's part of growing up.
What?
Because you learn that you go through that type of shit, so you want something better, so you're going to work harder to get, you know, so you don't go through that shit.
Yeah. Well, if that's a cheap way, like me, I'm being cheap right now. I got a Blinky. So I drive around with my high beam.
Everybody.
Yeah, I'm blinding everybody. I'm not getting a light. Until both of my lights are gone, then I'll drive backwards.
You're gonna piss a cop off one day, and he's gonna give you a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. He's a scumbag.
It's gonna cost you a lot more than the fucking light bulb.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss Warrant Woman.
I know.
you got a lot of talk to say. No, Ace.
Yeah.
She gets pulled over. She gets a ticket. She calls up the court. Court says, no, you don't have to pay it this date, but you got to pay by the 20th of January. Okay, cool. That's cool. I can do it. 20th comes. I ain't going to have the money for that. You're going to get a warrant. All right. And now they're charging her $50 a day or a week?
No, I think it's, I don't know, a week or something like that. Every
yeah, I can't blame
or whatever.
You, man. Fuck them. Fuck this.
Oh, well, you're the wrong person. You have 3 warrants now.
Yeah, I got like 4 warrants.
For a seatbelt ticket.
I ain't got no registration.
Yo, E, for a seatbelt ticket.
No, it wasn't a seatbelt ticket, man. See, man, yeah, if you want to tell the truth, man, tell the truth.
Okay, he got caught masturbating while driving.
He got masturbating on his mother's face. God gave it to you because his mother's ugly.
Well, you can't do that in a hearse.
What was you moving weight?
Well, I definitely can't lay the seat down, make his mother back up. But, yeah.
What did you say? What was he moving weight?
Yeah, what were you moving weight?
Nah, got caught with a couple man. Keys. I know if I get caught, they run my tag. Yeah, man.
Over, see, I was like fucking
remember when I got arrested for peeing on the wall?
Oh, yo, hey, she was.
hold on, give me a minute, I got to pee.
Oh, man, that was the worst. Like, you know what, it wasn't meant for us to go to Atlantic City. It
no,
was
it
not meant for us to go to Atlantic City.
It wasn't.
Like, so much was popping off, and it's like. First of all, I don't know whose dumb idea was it to pull in there anyway.
Omar, because he had to fucking put some water in his radiator.
Oh, yeah. He could have did that in a Wawa. Why would you do it in the back of a store?
I don't know.
Like, that was so stupid. And right then and there, the whole time, I'm like, watch the cops come. I just know they're coming.
I mean, of course, though. I knew. You know what's crazy is I knew they were coming, too. I knew they were coming. But, you know, it was,
and it's funny. Yo, Cooper. We're all chilling in the back of Walgreens. It's like, I'm in my car. He gets out of the car. Now, 6'4 and SD, they was in 6'4's, it's like his Jeep, his truck, whatever. And he's putting water in the radiator. And then Ace was in his car. With Danny Dan. Or was it Danny Dan? Or was it a hold up?
It was someone else.
It was somebody else. And then we was with our boy, Manny. And he had Hoda in the car. And his boy. So, they're not right. Like, they're not good. Like, they had some stuff on them. And not only with that, they had warrants. And then
wow.
Ace, I think, had a warrant. I don't know. But we was all in the back. Like, come on now. You know that's just suspicious. It was like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So we pull up. Ace pulls up. Manny pulls up. And 6'4 is, you know, water in his radiator or whatever. So what does this nigga E do? I gotta take a piss. Goes to the side of the building. He doesn't even do it right next to my car where, you know, you're kind of blocked off. No, he goes where if a cop does come in, they're going to see you from a distance, hugging up against the wall.
Wow.
But that's not how he got caught. See, the cops came over, and they was like, what's going on? Like, yeah, you know, he's putting water in his radiator, yada, yada. All sees them is E walking towards everybody and them flashing the light. And you're like, what were you doing? Like, they just caught him right in the act. They had that bright ass light on them. So, come to find out, a ticket that 6'4 got in E's car, like, freaking 8 or 9 years ago, maybe even 10 years
ago. No, it was 7 years ago. It was when I came back. I was on leave in the Army and I came to see you guys, I think. 6'4 was living in Jersey, and I used 6'4's car, the Celica, and I couldn't find the
laughing at the Celica.
I couldn't find the registration, so I was like, "Yo, where the fuck is the registration?"
Oh wait, was that the day that I was in the car with you, and you skirted around the corner like a dumbass?
Probably.
Yeah, I thought that was 6'4 that did it, but it was obviously you. And then a cop ran up on you.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So because of that ticket, they took him down. But he had money on him, so he got his own self out.
But you know what's crazy is I was talking to the cop the whole way, you know? And once I got to the station, they took the handcuffs off. I was walking around the station talking to the cops, stuff like that.
Mm.
So, you know, it wasn't a big deal. Like, I told them already. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of glad that this happened because I get to take care of the warrant. That way, you know, I don't have it anymore.
What'd they say?
Like, they were like, oh, well, you know, because I was talking to the guy. I was telling him, you know, I'm a veteran, all this other bullshit. And that veteran holds a lot of weight, so.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, all right, cool. He's like, oh, you in there? And I was telling him I was in Iraq. He's like, oh, you in Iraq? How was it? We were talking about that shit. And I got to the station. We were talking some more. And, you know, he was doing the paperwork, this, that, and the other. And, you know, it was real easy. Easy. It took,
yeah.
What, 30 minutes, 40 minutes maybe?
Oh, no, it took longer than that.
Maybe an hour. Maybe.
But yeah, it felt like an hour and a half.
Hey, and then this asshole went and rolled a blunt in the police station.
Yeah, like a dumbass.
That's because those guys are reckless. They're very reckless. They don't care. They think they're invincible.
Yo, it's funny because the way you got caught, like, first of all, the way these niggas dipped on us, like, I see the cops sitting there, and our boy Man, he just backs up. He's like, yo, I gotta go. So he bounces, and Ace just follows him. I'm like, yo.
Oh, no. I had to because what that nigga had in the car, first of all, he didn't have no license. Second of all, that car might have been stolen. Third of all, he had weed in the car. So that's why he was like, yo, follow me. You know what I mean? Because I'm fucked up right now. So I was like, all right, so when the cops came, that nigga rode up on me like, yo, man, we gotta go. Yo,
we gotta go.
We gotta go. So I followed him to the store, and then I came back, and that's when I met up with y'all at the police station.
Now, the funny thing about, tell them what happened at 7-Eleven before you went to the police station. This is why I love him. This is why he's my cousin. Tell him.
Oh, with the niggas,
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's some niggas that was, where are them niggas was from? That's
Lindenwald.
Then these corny-ass niggas from the suburbs or whatever, they's popping shit on us. Well, not on me, they ain't seen me yet. They's popping shit on. Who was that? Was that, Black Ass and you?
Oh, was it me? Because I thought I didn't stop.
I don't know. One of you, well, whatever, they was popping shit on, like, oh, well, I mean, yeah, they got nice cars, but they just rent it. So
mm-hmm.
The girl was like, you know, why y'all hating on them niggas? You know what I mean? And it's like, no, fuck that. But the same niggas pull up next to me in this beat-up San Francisco pickup truck. It was like 80 of them niggas in the back of the pickup. Cold. It was not even a summer night, man. It was kind of nippy. Where the fuck y'all niggas going in a pickup truck? Lucky with the grizzly. Wow. Damn. This is how y'all niggas get down?
And he's saying this, and his window is down. He's saying the loudest.
Because I'm laughing my heart because the truck was fucked up. I'm like, are you niggas in the pickup? In the back part, like, it was all construction workers, and it was night. And then the niggas just looking, and they just got, you know, they went inside. But that shit was hilarious that night, man.
You said, fuck? Yo, man, he was about to get shot.
Yeah, we definitely was. Them niggas, they wanted to whip our ass. It was like 12 of them niggas in the back of the pickup. You know, I like when a whole bunch of niggas get out of the truck and the shocks go back up to the regular height. That's how that shit was.
Oh, shit.
Niggas on lunch break?
No, man. Oh, man. But, yo, there was a reason why that happened. Like, we wasn't supposed to go to AC.
No, everything is fucked up, man.
Everything.
You know what? I'm really glad I got that fucking warrant taken care of. Now I can do whatever I want in Jersey. Now it's over. Whatever I want.
It would have definitely grew and grew and grew.
Well, remember, I've been trying to take care of that warrant for the longest time, you know. Remember,
yeah.
I asked you to tell your brother Uncle Johnson, or whoever the fuck whoever he was.
Yeah,
to take care of that warrant for me. But he said he couldn't find it, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to take care of that shit for the longest time. But,
it doesn't matter.
And all it was $100, too. It was $100, so, fucking that was nothing.
That's it?
Yeah. I think it was like $110 or some shit like that, $110. He didn't charge me for the pissing on the wall, and he said, all right, just take care of the old warrant, and, you know, we'll let you out of here. I said, all right, no problem. He's like, you got $100 on you? And I was like, yeah, of course. You know? And that was it.
You had easy moments. Because, if you was in, like, Cherry Hill or Stratford.
Yeah,
You'd have been in county.
You would have been in county.
Really?
Yeah. They call that bus in a heartbeat.
First of all,
you know them all? Oh, that's 10 years.
Yeah, they'd have, yeah, they'd have pulled the guns out on you.
Like, we would have all been locked up.
For all that pulling off? Hell no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, where they going? Go get them.
Yeah. Oh, y'all niggas want to pull off? Fuck that. Hold up.
How y'all pulling off? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on here?
Exactly. Everybody would have been got.
I didn't mean to, you know, bring heat to the situation. I was just trying to fucking empty my bladder.
Because everything was cool.
I already knew it was bad. Like, you can't be in Jersey behind something that's closed.
Yeah. You can't
like,
chill it, yeah.
You can't even be in the front of the... If we was in the parking lot regardless, but we was in the back, so it looked more suspect.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is that there was like four or five of them. I was like, what the fuck?
What was like three, four of us?
Yeah,
but you know what they're going to do? They had nothing to do, so they're like, oh, fuck it, let's all go over there. I think there's a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner. We can go there afterwards.
Wow, wow. We can go get some apple fritters. Wow, wow.
Just some apple fritters. And some free coffee.
Motherfuckers, that shit was crazy. I was like, yo, fucking. And that's what, I was like, damn, Jersey is so fucking whack. But, you know, Jersey is all right, though. It's a nice place to fucking, like, I don't think, I was thinking about Jersey today for some reason. But,
your ace.
Yeah.
The funny thing about it is that all I know is that I saw E. He said, oh, I got to take a piss. He walked around the corner, and the cops came. And then the next time I saw E., he was digging in his pocket, walking towards the police car with his information out. Like, oh, this nigga got caught peeing on the side of the building. Like, oh, you got some ID on you, buddy?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, though. If we were in the AC, I'd smash that big titty bitch, man.
Oh.
That was that bitch, though. One of the
oh, yeah.
Car,
yo, that's not the worst, dog. Let me tell you how dumb 6'4 is. You listening, nigga?
Mm.
I think you was with me at the time. I don't know. I'm dry. Oh, no, you wasn't. This chick that I was messing with, she was Puerto Rican. She's from Violin. And
the
wild.
The same little short neck one? The one with short neck?
Yeah.
Is that the red nose pit bull?
Nah.
The one with the RAV4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's, I mean, we at my mom's crib chilling. She gets in the car. I'm driving her car. E is driving my car, and 6'4 is driving his car. You know his Jeep or his truck or whatever.
Oh yeah.
6'4 and SD, dumb asses. You listening? Ace.
Yeah.
All right, Cuba.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Hey, Cuba.
I'm listening.
All right. So, where, Ace, you know where that, like, the, all right, when you leave my mom's house, you make a right, and there's, like, that little minor gas station, and then you pull up to the stop sign, and then once you make that right, you're now on Black Clement Road.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, I definitely blew it up.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're at the stop sign about to turn on that road, and it's, wait a second, was I there? Yeah, I was at the stop sign.
Mm-hmm. I was behind you.
He was behind me in my car. And 6'4 was behind E in his truck. And there was a car behind him. So what did 6'4 do, like a dumbass? I'm at the stop sign. I'm about to turn. He goes over me. He passes us, me and E. And runs through the stop sign, and when he's making a turn, instead of making the right turn straight in your lane, he's in the other opposite lane.
Oh, boy.
Like, in there for, like, a good 2 seconds, and then he merges over to the lane he's supposed to be in. So I'm about to go, and then I turn off, and then I see a car just pass E, me, and I'm thinking it's E trying to race me. So I'm like, oh, fuck that. So I start flooring it. So I'm trying to race. I'm thinking it's E. And I look over. There's a cop. I'm like, oh, shit.
Mm.
So I slammed on my brakes so hard, dog. And he went over past us and finally went over, turned his lights on, pulled that nigga over. Now, mind you, these niggas just got done smoking the blunt.
Reckless.
You know, SD and 6-4, they stay with weed on them.
Reckless.
Yeah, reckless. So I'm like, oh, man, it's, you know how Jersey is. They had L-Town there, and they had P-Town there. They had two of P-Towns and one of L-Town. I'm like, yo. So we sat there for a minute. I'm like, yo, this nigga's getting locked up. But the cop let him go. I could have sworn that nigga was getting locked up.
Man,
it was just crazy how it happened. Because I'm over here racing. I'm like, oh, this nigga E trying to race me? Okay, no doubt. I floored. Something told me, yo, Jay, look over to the left. I look over. I see these big-ass sirens. I'm like, oh, shit.
But you know what's crazy? Like, in Jersey, I don't do any of that stuff in Jersey. Because Jersey is a different animal from New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In Jersey, they don't even care. They lock you up in Jersey. Like, New York cops got too much other shit to worry about you.
Exactly.
I remember I didn't have insurance for, like, a year. My license was fucked up for, like, a year. I didn't have insurance for a year. I never got stopped. I never got stopped once. And when I got stopped, I told him, I was like, yo, I left my license at home, and I did. I was there for a minute. Like, I was there for a good 20 minutes at the traffic stop, you know?
Yeah.
They stopped me for a good 20 minutes, but they ended up giving me a ticket for no license and a ticket for no insurance, and then they let me go, you know? But that's how they do it. In New York, they ain't got time to worry about that shit. Too many people getting raped, mugged, robbed, shot, you know? But
yeah, I've never seen. I rarely see people get pulled over
in
New York. And when I do see it, I'm like, oh, you had to be doing some real stupid.
Mhm. Like, even when I had my system in my car, they were fucking. I was right next to a cop blasting my shit.
Oh.
The cop rolled down his window, and they were like, "You want to turn that down a little?" I was like, "All right, I guess." They was like, "Yeah, noise violation. Now I could give you a ticket." I'm like, "All right, thanks, buddy." I turned it down, and as soon as they pulled off, I turned it right back up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
how the noise violation if it's in the daytime?
No, that's real.
They have all types of little laws that they can give you tickets for. You know, they can give you a ticket for jaywalking, but they don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can give you a ticket for almost anything, but they just don't. It's like little petty shit that they don't worry about.
I know.
In Jersey, that's how they make their money off the little petty Eddie shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, what the fuck was that? Working 1:30 at the old job.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna. Going towards that way and shit, and the cop was in the third lane. It was only like 3:00. I'm up here blasting my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So each light, this nigga just giving me the grizzlies. I'm not turning my shit down. It's daytime. But this nigga gets to the second lane. Next light, this nigga just blow down the window and like turn that down.
turn that shit down.
Yeah, I was like, all right, fuck it, man. And that nigga was on my ass, man.
Man, I'm gonna tell you. I was at the light right down the street from the old job, and I'm full up, and mine was one of those up, but it was kind of cracked. So I'm blasting, I'm blah, blah, blah. Now I see a cop there, but I don't care. You know, ever since I got the FOP car, I was like, I'm real reckless. I don't care. I'm looking at the cop, I'm like, blah, 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 chilling, you know what I mean? So I look at her, and she rolls some, no, she, it was, no, she rolls the windows down, and she's, like, saying, turn that shit down, turn it down, but, you know, using her fingers as, you know, turn that down.
Mm-hmm.
So as she started saying that, I look at her, and the light turns green. So I pull off. She pulls me over.
Oh, she pulled you over?
Wow. So,
you get a ticket?
No, nah, she's like, She's like, she's walked up to me, and she's like, yo, turn that fucking bullshit down. She's like, look, I don't care what you do when you're driving, but you're disturbing everyone else. Like, maybe nobody wants to hear what you're playing.
Right.
I mean, have some common courtesy. Let me see your license. So
yeah.
I show her my license. She looked at it. She's like, right, look, yeah, drive safe. I mean, turn the shit down when you stop. My bad.
That's not like seeing old white people at the light when you stop blasting shit and they windows down and then they roll it up and then they try to move all the way up so they're in the middle of
the intersection.
That's the best.
Keep moving with them niggas. They hate that. They look over like fucking niggers.
Yo, you ever ice grill an old person because they ice grilling you because of your music?
Mm-hmm. That's when they move up. The motherfuckers will move all in and pass the light.
Like, I actually sometimes will be like, ah, I don't want to blast my music. But it's like, I get the ignorant ones, like, they roll their windows up instantly.
Mm-hmm. That's how I really blast my shit.
Well, okay, fine. I'm going to blast my shit. Hey, Cuba. Smell like pickle.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, Cuba.
What?
I'm going to get a coloring book, and I'm going to color all in there. I'm going to throw it at your face.
Oh. You're going to color everybody brown, which means that they're Puerto Rican. Color everybody tan.
Oh, man. Damn, I got to wake up. I got to feed Ace's mom tomorrow. Shit.
Yeah. I got to take him out to get that abortion.
You say you? What'd you say, E?
I said you too.
Yeah.
Hungry bitch.
Well, you know, since I gotta get abortion free card, I'm gonna take your mother, and I'm deciding which bitch I'm gonna get the free abortion.
2 for 1.
Yeah, 2 for 1, ma.
What is it? You get a free one after you get 10. After 10 abortions, you get a free
get
one.
A free one. You get a coupon with a fetus on there in a trash can.
Oh man!
Oh shit!
Oh man! Shit!
This is a dumbass.
Oh shit! That was hilarious. That's funny. I'm trying to get fucking waves now, man. I'm fucking brushing my hair like 100 times a day. I look at this guy, not SD, what's the other guy's name? 6'4"?
Mm-hmm.
Look at his hand, I'm like, this fucking guy, I don't understand. You know? So I take to brushing my hair now. So my shit should be spinning. By the end of this month, they should be spinning.
3 miles again, get some parts, man. Might as well get.
I think I said you might as well get some parts.
One of these days, I'll get some parts.
Yeah,
when I start losing my hair like that other guy, I'll fucking get some parts.
Oh, yeah, you're already losing your hair, nigga. Don't give me that shit.
Some parts of my scalp. I'll get tattoo parts.
Whoa. There's a speech in order, you stuttering bastard. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to call you mumbles, nigga.
That's what happens when you have hair.
Oh, yeah? It's funny. I don't ever hear Ace stuttering. Yeah.
That's because he's missing about 30% of his hair. Two parts. He took out 30% of his hair. Nigga look like he has alopecia on the side of his
alopecia.
Head.
Definitely might get my name in my head now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, now you're gay.
Why don't you get the fucking Spider-Man 3 symbol in your head?
No, fuck that, man. I don't know, man.
Damn, I need some fucking ass, man.
This is a good show tonight, man.
Yeah.
That's what I need. I need live motherfuckers like yourself for you. Like,
yo, what happened to, is your show still on? Are We Famous Yet?
Oh, yeah. We're going big. We're moving to New York and shit. We got picked up. I'm like this bum-ass nigga.
You believe that nigga if you want. These niggas ain't had a show since the show had them.
First of all, we didn't have a show, but we're about to go to New York because we got...
Really? What part of New York?
Manhattan.
Really? What part?
I don't know. Wherever the Buck Wild Station at, nigga.
What happened?
Wherever the Buck Wild Station at, that's where we're going.
Wherever who station?
Is it Buck Wild Station? Wherever that station
it's not in New York City. See, you feel like a dumbass.
It definitely is in New York.
Definitely isn't. It's in New York,
got,
not New York City.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, niggas in New York.
All right, exactly. So I just caught you in a lie. Just
yeah,
kick your heart in. I'm kicking your heart in.
That's where we going, man.
You're going to hell, you faggot.
Yeah, with your mother bro on, nigga. No homo.
That's all homo, nigga.
With Netta B.
Yo, anybody watch what is it? American Idol?
Oh, did it come on today?
Oh, that shit was hilarious.
I believe
it. Oh, shit, speaking of that, I gotta call my baby.
Yeah, he doesn't have cable, so he's not part of this conversation. So, anyway.
Yo, you don't have cable.
Shut up.
Word.
He's about to go switch his phone, I guarantee you.
Who, me?
Yeah. He's not like that at all. He's about to go get his phone. It don't count. I already won.
Yeah, man. I won on the baby, nigga. That's the old chat line move right there.
Word.
Yeah, you tell that nigga something.
Word. Nigga Ace was arguing with Danny the other earlier today. This nigga was out of control. Danny tried to talk. He's like, I don't hear you.
I don't hear you. Yeah, anyway, nigga, we can talk over her. I don't hear you. Yeah, so, shut up. I don't hear you.
Oh, man.
He just said, move your head out the way. I can't hear you.
She's up there screaming to the top of her fucking lungs. It's hilarious. Oh, no, I think something's happening.
How come every time I walk by you, Kuba, you always smell like an old tomato?
I guess you have a lip.
You smell like an old ketchup bottle. Smell like plastic knuckles. Oh, Tom Hanks in a face-ass chick.
You smell like diarrhea.
Oh, wow.
He smells like that guy tattooed from Fantasy Island's underwear.
Yo, Toucan Sam in the face ass nigga.
Oh,
two girls, one cup in the face ass nigga.
Yo, I showed these niggas at work that shit. Them niggas, I was like, yo, son, you want to see some crazy shit? We was at work, we was all in the fucking trailer for lunch. And I was like, yo, come here, let me show you this shit. It was about three or four dudes, right? I was like, yo, this is two bad bitches making out. Because we was looking at porno on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, want to see some porno? Watch this shit. So I put it on, and then I went to the other side of the trailer, and they were watching. All of them were like gazing at the fucking the screen like this. Oh shit! I. Then all of a sudden you heard, oh my god, you fucking nasty motherfucker, bitch.
You should give them the meat spin.
No,
meat.
You know what's crazy? I was gonna do that next.
Give them the crank that.
Huh?
What?
Give him the crank thing.
Oh, yeah. Though. I didn't see it, but I let Kuba see it.
I got suckered.
I'm glad she saw it. Because I would have beat the kid up that gives me these sights. Like, he works for Coke, and he's like, yo, dog, go to crank that. What is it? No, it's go to watchmecrankthat.com.
What the hell is that?
I don't suggest you guys go see it. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's two guys. From what Kuba said, it's two guys, and the one guy is giving head to the other guy to the Superman song.
Crank that. Yeah,
he said that this guy is deep voting real hard.
Oh, come on.
Wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. She said that she's going to take lessons from this guy.
Wow.
Yo, that nigga was into first, because at first it's just a bunch of porn that comes out. Like, I guess, like, the flashing stuff. So I was like, what the fuck? You sent me to a bunch of porn? What the hell is this? And then you hear the song. As the song starts loading, you see something bopping. And little by little, the picture starts coming out. It's like it starts from the middle of the screen outwards. And as it comes outwards, you see more and more. All of a sudden, you see something bopping. You're like, what the fuck? All right, it could be somebody with short hair or whatever. Then you see that nigga, another nigga. I was like, ew!
Wow, disgusting.
Yeah, that shit was nasty.
But white boys, they're into shit like that. Like, they can watch that and laugh about it.
No, but you know what? It's a good prank to get your friends, you know?
Yeah, well, you gotta ask your friend how he get it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you
how many times
like,
you watched it?
Yeah.
Like me, I'm not even gonna, I would never go to that website. Like, if you didn't tell me to go to the, only reason why I went to Meatspin, I was like, let me see what it is. And I went and I was like, what a fucking joke. You know? What a fucking sham. And then I went to Two Girls, One Cup because I'm like, ah, it's two girls, so it can't be that bad, you know?
Yeah.
At least it's two girls, you know? It's not going to be like Meat Spin. It's two girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy, what a fucking joke.
Oh, that day was funny. I was at work, too.
I'm definitely not going to watch that. What is it called? Watch Me Crank That?
Watch me looking at that.
I'm going to fucking get my girl to go on there.
Yeah, tell her to go to watchmecrankdat.com.
Watch Me Crank That. All right.
That's some pretty far out shit, man.
That's fucking disgusting.
I lost all respect for this young man. I'm like, y'all, dog, I'm not going to any more of your sites. Bullshit.
Because you got to wonder about somebody who's interested in all those sites.
Exactly. Right? Like, you know. How do you know about all of this?
Not only that, but you're not going to go to the site and say, you're going to actually watch the video, the entire video, you know?
Yeah.
Disgusting, now that I think about it.
Oh, man.
I'm starting to get angry now. I'm starting to fucking get angry, real angry, like, oh, fuck it. Gay fuck.
Gay fuck. Hey, Ace.
What?
Yo, poop in the face ass nigga. So, everybody, Ace is not going to be here as long as he's moving back to Philly.
Yeah.
Shit is too dangerous in Jersey and he has to leave.
Whoa. Oh, somebody's running you out of Jersey? You pulling a mace?
Hey, man, the wackest state that I've ever lived in my life.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, man.
You should be coming up. Oh, you know what? You should be living in Jersey. You got a nice car. You got two parts on the side of your head.
There are way more parts than that now.
and you got a little bit of fresh air. You should be doing it big in Jersey, man.
Nah, man, I ran through Jersey, man.
Hey.
Yeah, so I chop or something else, man.
Philly's actually all right. I like Philly.
Yeah, Philly's all right. You just can't raise your kid out there, you know, nowadays.
Yeah,
yeah, that's when Jersey comes in. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
You got to go to the suburbs.
These motherfuckers is popping kids in the face like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Every day. And it's getting so bad, you hear the news, they're like, well, 7-year-old shot in the face by accident. But anyway, baseball.
The niggas are getting used to that shit now. Like, that's what they're doing. Man, that's crazy. Yeah, Philly is definitely not the place to... Because there's nothing out there, man. What's out in Philly? Nothing.
Got your clubs. You got all that other shit.
Yeah, but like, you know, besides the clubs, what do you got out there? Nothing. I mean, I love to go out there and party because it's a different atmosphere, but.
Shit. Out in New York, man, y'all party until, like, y'all go to parties at like 2 in the morning.
Right, yeah.
Out here, it's over at 2 in the morning.
The latest is 3:30.
Yeah, every time I go, that's the only thing that pisses me off. Like, whenever I go someplace outside of New York, I'm like, what do you mean it's fucking 2:30 and the club is shutting down? What do you mean everybody's going home and everybody's in their house at 3 o'clock? What kind of bullshit is this?
What time the clubs close in New York?
4, 5, 6.
7, 9.
7.
In the after hours.
Let me tell you something.
To like 10.
The strip clubs don't close till 6.
That's how I like the party.
So if the strip clubs don't close at 6, that means that the regular clubs don't close to like 4 or 5.
You know, and the club that do close at 5 is like a whack club, like.
Exactly. That's the only thing I love about New York. Like, anytime I want to go out, like anytime I get froggy and want to go out, there's tons of shit to do. Tons.
Yep.
Well, I'm not even going to hold you. Y'all niggas pay. How much is it to get in a club up there? $40?
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
40, 50.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
And majority of the clubs, they pick where they want to go.
If you're going to see somebody, yeah, hell yeah. If you're going to see, like,
no,
a dude or
anything.
No,
I heard on a regular night,
if you're going to go see anybody.
Like,
yeah.
On a regular night,
yeah. Like, $30. Like, I went to this club called, Spa? Spa? Or something. It was something downtown. It was this new spot.
Right. Hold on. Listen to one of NYC's and one of North Jersey's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Tomorrow night we will be speaking about sex, as well as sex and sex. Did I mention sex?
And watch me crank that.
Oh, no, negative. We also will be speaking about different all-time favorite jobs, alcohol, different shits, sex scandals, and whack-ass MCs that need not to be in the industry. As well as bitches who suck dick to get the fame. Hit us up and listen to us from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Your host, Kuba and JJ. Here's up on my... I think this is about the same. I think this England bitch is about to come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
I couldn't even put out the MySpace joint. I'll put it out just in case we're still recording. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's up on our MySpace page at myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Hit us up with the comments and all that, messages. Like I said, tomorrow the show will be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, big shout out to Ace Money. Good looking out for being on the show, as well as L.E. holding it down. I really appreciate it. Kuba, as always, you know, and JJ. And my eyes is real baggy right now because, you know, Ace's mom needs to lose some weight.
Fuck you, your
mom's
a whore and a dog trainer.
Yeah, man, continue on what y'all was saying about the clubs.
Nah, I was just saying, there's this new club, well, it was new, like, a couple years ago, but called, like, It's downtown. It's on like Broadway and something.
Oh, you talking? Yo, you must be talking about the Blue Oyster.
No, not the Blue Oyster, buddy. I haven't been there. No, I'm sure.
No,
you have a members card. You have a members card.
Yeah, you got it from them. No homo.
I did. I mean, you know, if you're a fag, that doesn't have anything to do with me, right?
All right. Well, I mean, you had to go in the club to get it though.
There's no problem with that.
There's a lot of problem with that.
No, they said, is it for you? I said, no, it's for my fag brother. And they said, all right. Tell your fag brother, we can't wait to see him. I was like, all right, I'll be sure to tell him.
After they butt fucked you, understandable.
After, right. After they tried. And after I went to jail for murder.
Oh, you got out?
Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran's type lawyer. Right. OJ murdered two people and he ain't in jail, right? So
yeah, true.
Shit.
Come on, dog. There's a bunch of men on here. Don't be doing that.
Hold on. What time is it? 1:30? 1:31? Y'all don't do overtime. Fuck all you motherfuckers, y'all. I'm clocking out, you bastards ain't paying me. Alright, I gotta go, man.
Alright, nigga. We'll play the song for the outro. Hey, Kuba.
Oh, boy, she's tired.
Yeah, she's done. This is the new Michael Jackson and Akon. Want to be starting something. Keep it locked. We'll check y'all out tomorrow. Yo, E.
Yep.
You calling tomorrow, man?
What time are you going tomorrow?
6 or 7.
7. I'm going to be at work.
All right, well, it's been real, man.
All right, brother.
I met her on a walkway. Stared as she walked past. She looked back at me sideways. I can't help but to ask. Said you wanna be starting something, got to be starting something. Said you wanna be starting something, got to be starting something. We end up going back to her place. Wish I could tell you what I saw. Sexiest woman in a negligee. We hear
best of the best on the TV show, Kevin Stephen Bowles. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 6 to 7.
Please don't stop the music.
It's going to be your host, JJ, as well as the second beautiful Cuba.
Please don't stop the music.
And right now, this is Rihanna. Please don't stop the music. Two more songs and then we're out of here. Keep it locked. Later.
Tomorrow is Wednesday, right? Wow, that's crazy.
Huh?
I said tomorrow is Wednesday. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, nigga.
Yep.
Peace.